Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to have you join us each and every Monday at 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Time. The purpose of this show, of course, is to make sure that the listening audience is aware of tangible resources related to domestic violence, sexual assault, and other issues such as human trafficking, child abuse, child molestation, reproductive justice. We talk about cancer, homelessness, poverty, a number of different social issues, but of course our primary focus is around domestic violence and sexual assault. If this is your first time tuning in, we just want to say thank you so much for spending your time with us. Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that as we wrap up the show in terms of what we have coming up with Walking Into a New Life. But again, thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. This is something that's very dear to my heart because I wanted to provide a platform that individuals could come and share about their personal experiences, things that they're doing in the community. And they may be well-known, they may not be well-known, but they work in the trenches each and every day to bring about awareness and change. And I just wanted to have a platform that would celebrate that. And so I'm really proud of this show. I am so honored and humbled by the guests that we have had. This week is no exception to the wonderful list of guests that we have had on the show. I am so very excited about this young lady. I had a chance to work with her in December at a Mountain Movers conference that we both participated in. I knew that she was dynamic and I knew she had a story to tell, but I had no idea what I was going to be in for until she started speaking. So I am just so thrilled that she has taken some time out of her busy schedule to be on the show with us today. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others none other than Ms. Nicole Williams. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. It is.
Well, I mean, every word. I mean, you are such a dynamic young lady. If a person didn't know any better, they would think you truly represent an old soul in a young body. You really do.
Yes, ma'am. I hear that a lot.
I am not surprised. Nicole balances her life as a mother, author, and motivational speaker, and stresses the importance of helping others overcome life's most emotional experiences. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because you really do have a story that needs to be shared, and you also offer hope. And I think that's important. We focus a lot on what has happened to us, but you actually not just talk about what's happened, but you use your experiences to help others. And so I'm just going to let you have the floor for the next few minutes in your own way and just share with our listening audience a little bit about who you are and why you chose the path that you've chosen in terms of speaking out about your experiences.
Okay, most definitely. Like she said, my name is Nicole Williams, and at a young age, it started out about 10 years of age, I was raped and molested. It started off as just molestation, and then it turned into rape by my stepfather. And I went through a lot of different emotional barriers and a lot of just ups and downs. I got into abusive relationships. I became a mother at the age of 16 before I graduated high school. I had two children. So, of course, you know, a lot of odds. I was one of the ones by that time who spoke up about sexual abuse in my family. And say it is almost like a generational curse in my family, but I decided to step up and break that curse and speak against what went on with me. And it caused a lot of backlash, but, you know, to God be the glory. And I spoke up about it, of course, by me being a teen mom of two children before I graduated high school. A lot of people, you know, they counted me out and they said I wouldn't be anything and, you know, just so many different barriers. And God just put in my heart to start speaking out about what had happened to me. And there was just an inkling of hope. If I had just a little hope, it gave me so much more hope to see other people be helped out of their situation. So it just brought about a passion in me that I, my pain produced passion. So that's kind of how I got into this. It was just, my pain just produced a passion.
And, you know, I am truly, truly glad to say that I know you. And, you know, I had an opportunity to really listen to you share your story in great detail at that conference and was just moved to tears, to laughter, to joy, to pain. Just you brought out a lot of different emotions. And, you know, the thing that I always try to stress to people when they're sharing is, you know, be proud of yourself for taking that bold and brave step to do that. You know, anytime you step out to do anything, you share anything, whether it is something to do with, like our issues with domestic violence or sexual assault or molestation or rape or whatever those situations may be, you're going to get a lot of backlash. You may be working on a project that is dynamic and it's wonderful and it's great and you think so much of it, and you're going to get backlash. So what I've learned is people are going to say something about you regardless to what choices you make, regardless to what steps you take, regardless to how you express yourself. So at least you are doing something that is not only going to be therapeutic for you, but it's also going to help so many other people who are, you know, still afraid to use their voices. So I'm so glad that you are using yours. And if you don't mind sharing with the audience, let them know how old you are.
I am 27 years old. I'm 27.
And that is why people tell you all the time that you are such an old soul.
Yes, ma'am.
Your delivery, and what you've been through and what you share, unfortunately, it is not a unique situation, but I think that you approach it in a unique and innovative way. A way that is encouraging to other people, especially young people your age. They need to hear it, so I'm glad you share it. And for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Joyce Kyle, the Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and you are here with us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground, Blog Talk Radio. We have the wonderful and talented and brave Nicole Williams on the line with us. She is a mother, author, motivational speaker. She's also a graduate of University of Memphis. She holds a bachelor's degree in education. So, you know, she has a great personal as well as professional background, and she has been on the line for the last few minutes talking to us about her experiences and being a teen mom and also being an overcomer. So that's a good lead-in for me to share a little bit about your book. I want you to tell our listening audience about your book. Tell them the name. Tell them why you named it what you named it, and a little bit about the book.
Okay, the name of my book is called Broken for Purpose. When I started to write the book, I was working at a daycare facility. I actually owned a daycare facility. I was a senior in college, and I opened up a business as a senior in college, and I struggled with my business for the first year maybe, and that second year it was booming. I was doing great, and then, you know, a little before that, I had given my life to Christ. You know, I was going through things, but at the same time, success was happening at the same time. So one day God just spoke to me and said, hey, it's time for you to shut the business down, and it's time for you to, you know, I've given you an opportunity to do what you wanted to do, and now I need you to do what I would have for you to do, and that was write a book. And I said, God, I don't know anything about writing a book, and I'm like, I just started really becoming successful in my work. And
right.
I said, you sure?
Right.
I'm like, are you sure this is you, Lord? You know? And so I was disobedient for a minute, but when God started throwing different things at me, I couldn't help but to get in line. And I didn't know anything about writing a book when I first started. And I just started writing. I started writing, and I was just writing. And it just it was birthed out of me, and I ended up meeting someone out of Atlanta. His name is Damon Thomas. He's with DT Productions. He's a publisher. He has a publishing company and stuff like that. And so he kind of helped me and guided me along the way. And it's just my story of it goes really in depth of my personal experiences of from me growing up in a Christian household to, you know, my mom wasn't the type of mother who had a lot of men around us, or, you know, she lived an honest life. And, you know, we were church Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. Whenever the church doors were open, we were there. And it just goes to show you that, you know, you can live an honest life, and these things still happen to good people. You know, I always say sometimes bad things just happen to good people. And fault her or anything like that, but I had to get to a place where I had to be honest, because at the time when I went through what I went through, I didn't understand, you know, why my mom couldn't see through her husband, or, you know, I put a little blame on my mother at first, but God had to deal with my heart on that. And so to families who go through that, I also want to encourage them that God can restore relationships between the victim and the person who, you know, and their mother or father or whoever they feel like was at fault. God can totally, totally, totally restore those broken relationships and broken families, because he, you know, I'm a living witness. I love my mom to death. And God, you know, told me that I had to go through these things because it was a much bigger picture, which was to help other women. And so if I hadn't went through it, I wouldn't have been who I am today. So Broken for Purpose just really talks about my life endeavors, and it breaks it down. It's very I've had a lot of people tell me they feel like they were there, and I've had women come to me and tell me how, you know, they hadn't spoken out about, but they had been going through the same thing. And that's the biggest thing the enemy plays on victims of abuse, is that they're the only ones, or put shame on them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, so I want to be their voice and let people know. A lot of people don't talk about being sexually abused, but I wanted to be a voice and let people know that other people are going through the same things that they may be going through, and there is a lot of resources out here for help. And so my book can be purchased on Amazon, and it can be purchased on Barnes & Noble. You can visit my website at www.iampeoplesvictory.com.
All right, and please know, listening audience, that all this same information will be available on our site, and it will be available on our Facebook fan page. We have a Walking Into a New Life Facebook fan page, and so we always share the replay of the radio show later on in the evening, and then we also post information about how to reach out to our special guests if you want to follow up. And, of course, feel free to go back and listen to the replay, because some of you may have jumped on late, and we want to make sure that you have received all the information about Nicole and really get a full understanding of her background and what brought her to this place. So, again, I'm just really pleased to have her on the show, and her being so transparent and so honest. And one of the things that I want to go back and touch on that you mentioned earlier in our broadcast, Nicole, was the first time that you experienced what you did, which was to be molested at 10 years old. And, you know, this month is Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. And so you shared about what happened with you at an early age, and then going through what you did with your stepdad and becoming a teen mom. So I would just like to ask you, if you have any words for any young people that may be listening or for our adult listening audience who may work with teens or raising teens, because this is Teen Dating Violence Awareness, any pearls of wisdom that you would like to share with them in terms of talking to their young people about these issues?
Well, I think that the advice I can give to adults, to their teens, is to be transparent with them. Allow them to talk to you without feeling like they're going to be judged or punished if they come and talk to you. Of course, you know, set rules for your teens and stuff like that, but allow them to have the opportunity to feel comfortable, because I went through a lot of things because we grew up in a household where talking about sex was off limits. When it came to a lot of things that a lot of parents don't want to talk to their children about, we weren't allowed that floor or that opportunity. So when I started to get molested and go through these things, I didn't even know what was happening to me. I didn't know how to go and tell my mom that someone was raping me, or I knew that it felt inappropriate, but I didn't even understand what was going on, because those topics were not, you know, out for up for option for us to talk about. Yes,
right.
And so I think that people should really, 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 no matter what they think the response they're going to get, or just be open-minded to talking to your teens and letting them be honest with you about what's going on in their lives, because there's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of other kids. Like, I became one of the kids at school where I'm in elementary when I first started being raped. So, of course, I didn't know that it was sex, but I knew about sex. So you have children like me who have been exposed, and they come to school around your children, and they're exposing your children. So you would rather to expose them or, you know, put the right kind of knowledge in their mind versus someone who's coming in with immature knowledge. Did you want me to talk about teen pregnancy?
Sure. Any aspect that you want to touch on is fine, Nicole.
Okay. With the teen pregnancy, a lot of teens, especially in this area, Mid-South area, are becoming mothers at a young age, especially with me being in the education system. I see it a lot, as far as early as sixth and seventh grade. And when I first became pregnant, you know, I thought that, you know, I was like, the whole world was against me. And I was like, I'm looking for love, and I was in a relationship with a guy who was older than I was, and he was telling me all the right things at that time. And I said, well, if I had a baby, you know, I would have somebody that loved me. I know that there would be somebody that loved me. But one thing that I learned becoming a teen mother is that a baby comes here with a blank slate, meaning they can't offer you nothing. You have to fill that baby with love. You have to fill that baby with everything that they need. And so if you don't have love in you to offer, you won't be able to really understand parenting. And it's not fun. And when I became pregnant, then I had to deal with being ashamed that I was pregnant, because somehow you convince yourself that before you get pregnant that it's going to be cool and it's going to be something enjoyable, but is not. You go through a lot of changes. You take on a lot more responsibilities than what you normally would have, and it's a job. It's not a baby will not bring love to your life if you do it prematurely. You have to offer that baby much more than what it could offer you, and so, you know, there will be. But for those who have already birthed children, if they're out here listening, I would just tell them, don't let this stop you from living and having a successful life. That just means you have to work twice as hard, because I graduated high school with college credits, with a year towards college already. So you just have to work harder, though. You're going to have to get a job. You're going to have to make sacrifices. You wouldn't be able to hang out with friends and go places, because you want to be a a good mother. You don't want to be, you know, as a victim. Sometimes we'll say what our parent didn't do when they raised us, but then
right.
we'll find ourselves being that same parent that we talked about our parents for, you know. So that would just be my advice with the teen parenting.
Well, very, very, very good advice all around. You know, I think that those things that you shared with us are very important and very crucial because, you know, when you're young, we tend to put our hopes, dreams, aspirations, thoughts into the wrong people, wrong places, the wrong time because we want to feel loved, we want to be accepted, you know, and I know in my generation, a lot of what you shared about what, you know, what goes on in the house stays in this house and it's nobody's business and any of those types of things. And so when things are happening, whether it's to you or someone you know, you don't really know what to do or what to think or how to feel. You know, it's like you said, you know it's inappropriate. You know it's not right,
mm-hmm.
but you don't quite understand it, you know. And so when we do not spend enough time talking with our young people about what's going on with them and being active in their lives, put the phones down, get off the television, out of the TV, get off the phone, get off your computers, sit down and have conversations with your children. Ask them what's going on in their lives. Act like you are actually interested and engaged with them. And be a parent, but also be a friend. Be somebody at least that they know that they can come and talk to. I used to tell that to my own children. You know, I'm your parent. I'm your parent. But I'm also a listening ear. I am your friend. But we have to have boundaries with where that friendship lies as well. So
yeah.
we have to be open and honest with our children, with the teens that we are responsible for, and let them know I am not perfect. I've made some mistakes. I've made some wrong choices. These are the consequences, and as I say, choices create consequences. So we have to be honest and say that and start talking and sharing. I believe in not just making people aware, but we have to take that awareness and turn it into some form of action and be there for these young people because this month being Love Month and yesterday was Valentine's Day and how much Valentine's Day is commercialized, and that is the day that if you didn't buy a bunch of chocolates and flowers and go out to eat and all of this, that means you aren't loved or you weren't liked. And if adults are going through that, you can only imagine what it's like being a teen dealing with that. And for many teens, it was their first date or their first outing, their first experiences, and we want to talk to them about how to do things the right way, how to grow up the right way, how to live the right way, how to make the best choices. And if they are going through rape or molestation or they're being abused mentally, physically, emotionally, however that comes, that they have to know the resources are available. That's why I love doing this show, because if you go back and listen to any replay of any show, each person on this show has offered a book, a refuge house, tangible resources of some kind, a listening ear, support, counseling, anything from human trafficking to PTSD to reproductive justice. I mean, just every week we have done our very best to provide different resources for people so that they know that there is hope, there is healing, there's opportunities to be connected to other people who may be going through the same experiences that you've gone through, and they've made it to the other side, which is what you have done with your life, and that is to be totally commended. So, Nicole, thank you so very much for being a guest on our show. And as we get down to these last couple of minutes, do you have any last thoughts that you would like to leave with our listening audience?
I just want to thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. And I would tell any person that may listen who have gone through being raped or molested or is going through it, I would just have to say seek help. Tell someone that, you know, that would be a listening ear and also will offer or find you the resources to get help. Even if you've been gone through those things, talk to someone and get those feelings and emotions out, because holding them in causes so much turmoil. So just talk to somebody and get it out.
Couldn't have said it any better. We have to talk about it. And if you don't share the information with someone, then we can't help you. We have to, you know, you have to say. And if someone asks you, a lot of times we don't know what to say or how to say. And this is, I'm talking to the adults now, that we see people who are in trouble and they're having problems. And sometimes we just, it's none of my business, or I don't really want to say, or I don't want to offend her, or I don't want to offend him, because men go through domestic violence as well. But what I want to encourage as we wrap up these last couple of minutes is that if you have a friend, a coworker, somebody that is in your responsibility, and you feel like something is not right with them, then what I want to encourage you to do is just ask them to go to lunch with you. Ask them for a cup of coffee. Go for a walk. And just become their friend, become their listening ear. Let them know that I'm not trying to pry, I'm not trying to be in your business, but I want you to know that I love you, I care about you, I observe some things about you that you don't seem like yourself. And so I'm not trying to pry, but I want you to know I'm here for you. I want you to know that when you're ready to talk, if something is not right, then you can come and talk to me. And then you can tell them about the things that Nicole is doing. You can tell them about walking into a new life. And the way to reach us is by our website, which is WIANL.org. Again, that's WIANL.org. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, so pretty much any social media platform, you can find us there. Our phone number is 901-466-6182. Again, it's 901-466-6182. And our email is info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org. Again, listen to the replay, find our website. You can go on Facebook and find our fan page. One of our next event that we have coming up is our quarterly Pamper and Support Day that we help host each quarter for victims, survivors, and advocates of abuse. So whether you're going through it now, you have overcome it, or if you're an advocate who works with domestic violence survivors, this is for you. It's an opportunity for us to meet and talk and share, have support group, and then we go to another area and we usually have gift bags, toiletry bags. With this being Love Month, we put some extra goodies in there for the sake of self-love and practicing and learning to love self and love on self, whether you have significant other or not. It's not about that. It's about loving yourself first. And this is just one of the things that we do in an effort to show people that there is support, there is hope, there is healing. I am thankful to say that I am a year and a half into my new marriage, and it has been the best experience of a healthy relationship that I could have ever asked for. So as we wrap up, I just want to say thank you again, Nicole, for being a guest on the show. Thank you to our listening audience. Oh, not a problem, and we look forward to having you come on again in a few months. So I'll talk with you offline about that because I want you to come back.
Okay.
I just want to thank everybody who has tune in faithfully each and every week. If this is your first time, we do hope that you will come back and join us next Monday. Next Monday, we do plan to have Sister Mildred Muhammad on our show. And for those who may not be familiar with who Sister Muhammad is, Mildred is the ex-wife of the DC sniper. And her story is amazing. Her journey is one that is to be admired. So we hope that you will come back and join us next Monday to hear from her as well. Nicole, thank you for being a guest. Thank you, listening audience, for tuning in. Know that Walking Into a New Life is a nonprofit organization, so do feel the need to give freely as your heart desires, because your donations are tax deductible, and they do help us to do some of the things that we do, like pampering support, for instance. But do go to the website and check out what we do and why we do what we do. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. We look forward to having you join us again on next Monday. Be blessed.